Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. For films and showtimes, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to other shows at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And John, we got Tristan Seeger back here again. Tristan joined us a couple of weeks ago for our talk about David O. Russell.
Yes.
I'll remind you, he's an intern at CD1025 and a local artist whose work is currently featured at Commonwealth Sandwiches on South High Street.
Terrific. Maybe he knows more about painting than he does about films.
Maybe. Let's do it. Okay. All right, what are we talking about this week? Do you know? You look stunned.
My prediction is that Lincoln will win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Okay, so we must be talking about biopics.
I think we need to look at biopics. And
now,
see.
Okay, just off the top of your head, Tristan, what are your greatest biopics of all time?
Patton is a great biopic, definitely. The Fighter was one we talked about a couple weeks ago that was also great about Irish Mickey Ward. Lincoln, of course, just came out.
Yep.
Hitchcock just came out. That was great. Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, which we're showing tomorrow at the Gateway Film Center.
Great
7 p.m., $5 tickets.
Oh,
seriously, one of the great biopics of all time. What else?
What else is a really
Cleopatra?
Good one? Cleopatra, yeah.
Get out of here. That's stupid. No, but
the King of Kings?
All the ones that you named, just the few that you named, starting with Patton. How do you think that... let's just start with the beginning of that list that you just rattled off there. Patton, obviously awesome. What about Lawrence of Arabia as a biopic?
How about that? Yeah, yeah.
How does Lincoln, do you think, stack up to those classics?
Oh, I mean, it's one of the greatest movies I've seen in a long, long time.
Thank you, sir. I agree.
Just the actors in it. Daniel Day-Lewis, amazing.
Yeah.
He's a great actor in everything he does. I mean, but I think... You know, the thing about biopics is they're, I think, the hardest type of movie to shoot, because you're either taking a movie about someone who everyone knows with an interesting story where they're coming in expecting them to act a certain way, and then you have to like cater to them. You have to make them seem like the person they know, or you're talking about someone they've never heard of because their story is great, and you have to be able to convey it in a way that they're going to care about this person who and want to go see the movie when they don't know them.
For instance, who's more famous? Kirk Douglas or Vincent Van Gogh?
Interesting. Yes.
I think to your point.
Definitely.
The star begins... I mean, Charlton Heston's a great example. You know, what do we care about Moses? It's Charlton Heston who plays Moses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to see the name actor about someone else.
And that's why Lincoln is so good, because Daniel Day-Lewis immerses himself so that you really... You're aware that it's one of the greatest, if not the currently greatest actor in the world. But you are aware of the even greater human being who's being portrayed, and
well, here's the problem that a lot of biopics run into, as Tristan was saying. You either, as a filmmaker, set out to film the life story of somebody, or you wisely step back and you establish who the figure is you're talking about and focus your film on a period within their life, and that's what you see with Lincoln. That's why Lincoln is great, is because it's so intensely focused on that one moment in his life.
Right, when he's trying to free the slaves. And everyone, you know, when they said Lincoln, they're thinking, oh, it's going to be showing his entire life, but not the case. Just one bit that they took and made into a whole movie that's great. And the acting, it's just...
Now, sometimes you can separate out by having the person play himself. For instance... Muhammad Ali.
Oh, interesting.
Played himself. For instance,
in
and now you
what?
The Greatest, I think was the name.
Oh, okay.
Now, another one that you guys are way too young to remember that I remember very well, Audie Murphy played himself.
Now, that's an interesting, To Hell and Back.
Yes.
Now, that's great. You know Audie Murphy?
I don't know, no, not by name, but I have seen To Hell and Back.
Audie Murphy is probably a figure, a cinematic figure, that there will never be another one like.
I know.
This can't even happen, but Audie Murphy in World War II was the single most decorated soldier in World War II, and he became a popular, famous war hero who, once he got out of the military, transitioned into a successful film career. He was a Western hero. He was an action movie hero. But his first movie was To Hell and Back, which was based on his autobiography, To Hell and Back.
Yes, yes.
And you just imagine that happening now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get silliness like Lindsay Lohan as Liz Taylor, right?
Right, you know,
okay? So this biopic stuff can take some really strange tacks. So we're trying to find here, I think, the best of the best.
Yeah.
Have we named them already? Is there any out there?
I actually just thought Ray. Ray was a great
one. Oh, good choice.
Really good. And then you were talking about Muhammad Ali. Ali with Will Smith. That's right. Strong.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
Played Lindbergh.
Oh, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart,
yeah, in Spirit of St. Louis.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. He also played Glenn Miller in the Glenn Miller story.
Oh, great. Yeah. The 50s was a great time, I think, for not that I can remember any of them, but I...
Well, you mentioned, you know, facetiously Kirk Douglas, but what's the name of that movie?
Lust for Life.
Lust for Life is a great, you know, really, Vincent Minnelli directed that movie, and it's a really colorful, powerful story. There's so many great ones. They've been done, but they all, like, you know, Lust for Life doesn't start out with Vincent Van Gogh as this little kid and, you know, try to explain anything. You focus on the man or the woman, as the case may be, in a particularly dramatically fertile period.
Yeah. You know? Did you ever see Pollock with...
I did, yeah. Okay. Ooh, I love that one.
Well,
I'm glad you brought that up.
You'd know this.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it like four times just in school. But yeah, oh no, that was great. It's Ed Harris, right?
Yes,
great.
So, what did you like about that? What appealed to you?
Well, you know, Pollock was this bad boy painter. So everyone, you know, we were taught to love Pollock just by the media, and he could not talk. He has all these recorded videos, and he's the most like stiff, stale person to talk about his art. But that Ed Harris, the way he plays him in the strife between the family and him making these crazy abstract paintings that nobody's ready for.
I know.
It's just, I mean, it's a powerful movie. A biopic takes a great story and a great director to deliver that story to you and show you their story from a different angle.
And also part one of the problems that I think actors face are if they're playing somebody alive or playing somebody dead. If they're playing somebody alive, are they doing an impression of them? Or playing somebody dead, how do you have any reference point for who that person is? Now, Daniel Day-Lewis is an amazing case. He did a lot of, obviously, research with Tony Kushner to discover what Lincoln's voice might have been like, because there are no recordings of it. You know, he gets inside of that man's skin, like, which, by the way, he looked older. You know, Lincoln was prematurely aged because of the stresses of the Civil War. Yeah. Day-Lewis found a way into this historical figure that we don't really know much about as how he behaved.
So how do you then assess Anthony Hopkins? So you have two coming out within a year of themselves, and yet we haven't considered him at all on the same level as Daniel Day-Lewis. So what did Hopkins miss in Hitchcock that Day-Lewis hit?
One, maybe the movie around him isn't as good.
That's a great point.
I think definitely. I also think that it's one of those things where Hitchcock, he's a prominent figure, but outside of seeing him introduce things on Hitchcock Presents, if you've seen that, if you're a big enough Hitchcock fan, you don't really see the man. He walks into his silhouette, and outside of that, and people don't really know what to expect when they're seeing that movie. So it's one of those things where they either have to present it in a way where they're showing you like really exciting things about his life, and the trailer has to sell the movie to you completely, or they're not going to draw anyone in to see it. And the movies that came out around that the same time had a bigger draw, and I think they got people's money.
And there may be something about that Hitchcock being a caricature of himself after a while.
Right. And I think, you know, there's a lot of Hitchcock on film. You know, the guy was parodying himself a lot of times. He had a slyly self-referential persona. Yes. So, you know, Anthony Hopkins kind of in a trap there. I mean, how do you really get out of that? You know, speaking of Anthony Hopkins in biopics, he also played Nixon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, wowie.
That was great. Another one that just came to me, Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe, about the bulldog Braddock.
Sure.
That was great. I don't know why boxing celebrities make great movies. I guess they're just dynamic individuals. Tyson just had a documentary released about his life. But dynamic characters, like we were talking about earlier, Raging Bull, great. Scorsese, right?
Yeah, it's Scorsese and De Niro at his finest. And you know what's interesting about Raging Bull is that, you know, most biopics are made about people who inspire you. People who have, you know, their lives have led to some great inspirational lesson that we can all take something from. Raging Bull just follows one repugnant soul down a rabbit hole, and, you know, you're just asked to go along. We hope you all go along with us tomorrow night at the Gateway Film Center at 7 p.m. Tickets for Raging Bull are just $5, and it's part of our Cinema Classics film series at the Gateway Film Center. Thanks, Tristan.
Yeah, great to be here.